Well, today, friends, I'm going to teach you something that we don't really do in English a whole lot, but it's very common in Spanish. It's called reflexive. So just to kick things off, I'll tell you what reflexive is. Reflexive simply means this. Someone is doing something to one's self. In other words, I am brushing my teeth, or I am putting on my clothes, or she is, brushing her hair. Anything that's reflexive. So it's that simple. So I want to start out by just getting you to think about, how do I recognize what a reflexive verb is? How do I know by looking at a verb that it's reflexive? Well, we all use online translation programs and online Spanish dictionaries, and some of you may even have the old hardback or paperback book dictionary in Spanish. So anytime you're looking up a word in Spanish and you want to know how to say it in Spanish, and you see the verb with an S-E at the end of it, that's going to be a dead giveaway that that verb is reflexive. So I want to put one up for you right now. Let's say I looked up in the dictionary how to say to bathe, or, you know, to take a bath. I would see this word, bañarse, bañarse. Now, I would see that as the infinitive meaning to bathe oneself, because you notice it's got that AR at the end. And we know when a verb has an AR, it means to do that, or an ER or an IR. So bañar by itself, you can take off the S-E for a minute and look at the verb bañar. It means to bathe, a normal AR verb, okay? But putting the S-E on there, bañarse, implies bathing one's self, okay? So that's how you can tell a verb is reflexive. You see that, and you look it up and you see that S-E, it says, hey, I'm reflexive. No problem. All right, now, what do we do with reflexive verbs? Do we just treat them like we do every other AR, ER, IR verb? Well, sort of. I'm going to show you how to conjugate reflexive verb. Now, if you're a go-getter and you've already started learning the past tense or, you know, other tenses, great. You can still use this same line of thinking when you do reflexive and other tenses as well. But I'm going to teach it to you in the present tense during this lesson, okay? So let's start by clearing our screen and putting up the chart. Here comes the chart. All right. Now, we're going to use some words that imply something is done to oneself, okay? So up here in the top left, we're going to put the word me. Now, you remember that from when we did, you know, verbs talking, you know, indirect object pronouns. We talked about something is done to someone. It was done to me. We used me. Well, same thing. The verb is going to be done to me. Even if it's done by myself, it's still going to be me because the verb is being done to me. And in the middle left, we're going to put te, just like the other ones we learned. And then let's go over to the top right. And we're going to, for the nosotros form, we're going to use nos. And for the vosotros form, we're going to use os. So kind of get in your mind, those two on the left and the top two on the right are the same as what you've learned before. The only ones that are different are the bottom left and the bottom right. And those two are the same word, and that is se, se. Okay. Now, if this is not kind of clear what we're doing yet, don't worry, because once we start doing examples right now, you're going to go, oh, I get it. So you're going to be just fine, all right? Let's put this verb back up, bañarse. We talked about meaning to bathe oneself, okay? So bañarse means for someone to bathe oneself. I want to just show you how this works by using the yo form, okay? So let's say I want to, let's pretend I wanted to say, I bathe, okay? I'm implying myself. So what we're going to do, let's just for a second take that S-E off and just put it to the side really quick. So let's take the se and move it over just to kind of get it out of the way. Now, let's conjugate. We're left with a normal AR verb, bañar. Let's conjugate it for me because I do that. Now we're going to get yo. Baño, baño, I bathe. Okay, but what about that se that we put off to the side? We can't just throw it away. We have to change, we have to put it back into the sentence. So here's what we're going to do. We're going to put it in front of the verb, which is baño. It always goes in front of the verb for now. But first we have to ask ourselves, is it going to be se, or are we going to change it to me, or te, or nos, or os? So let's think about it. I am bathing, which is baño, but who am I doing that to? Myself. So we've got to use me. So it's going to be me baño. Me baño, myself, I bathe. Now, you've probably heard this before. One of the ways to say my name is to say me llamo. Me llamo. Literally, you're saying myself, I call. So I call myself. All right. So if you're thinking back to a long time ago when we learned me llamo in early lessons, and I said, hey, that's reflexive, we'll learn it later. That's what it means. It means myself, I call. All right, let's look at some other forms of bañarse. Let's say she bathes. Okay, so we got bañarse. We take off the se. We're left with the verb bañar. We need to conjugate bañar with she. So it's baña, baña. All right, now, we're going to bring back the se and put it in front of that verb, but we have to ask ourselves, is it going to remain se, or do we have to change it to me, or te, or nos, or os? In this case, se is the word that goes with él, ella, and usted. So that means his self or herself, one's self. So we're going to leave it se. All right, so se baña. Now, just a quick note. A while ago when we did this example, me baño, you can say yo me baño if you want. Just make sure the me is right in front of the verb. Some people, I would think, would leave off the yo. Most of the time when I hear a sentence like this with reflexive, I don't hear the yo part. Usually they say me baño. All right, now, let's go back to this one. Se baña, she bathes. Now, se can belong to, it can go with él or ella or usted. It can also go with ellos and ellas and ustedes. So in this case, if we said se baña, unless it's already been clarified in the conversation, you may not know who that se is referring to. So you might want to put ella at the beginning. It just reminds a person or tells a person, I'm talking about she, her. So ella se baña. All right, let's do bañarse one more time with the nosotros form up at the top. In this case, we're going to conjugate bañar with we, which would be bañamos. And since it's being done to ourselves, we have to use nos. It goes in front of the verb, so it's nos bañamos. Okay, now that's a general idea of how we do reflexive. I do want to do one more example for you, and also maybe remind you of two quick things while we're doing that. Let's put this verb up, ponerse, ponerse. That means to put. You know, poner means to put. So ponerse means to put on oneself. And so I'm going to put another word, or two other words with ponerse. I'm going to put la ropa after it. Ponerse la ropa. To put on oneself the clothes. So this is one way to say you're putting your clothes on and getting dressed. There is a verb that means to get dressed, but right now, let's just say put on clothes. So ponerse la ropa. Notice I did not say ponerse mi ropa. I'm putting on my clothes, because with this structure, we don't really do that. So when I'm saying I'm putting on my clothes, I'm going to say I'm putting on myself the clothes. So let's use that example really quick. All right. Let's take the verb poner. We've put the se off to the side, kind of holding on to it for a second. Let's conjugate poner with yo. And remember, this one has an irregular yo form, the G. Pongo. Pongo. All right, but I'm putting on myself, so we got to bring that se back in, put it in front of the verb, but it has to become me. Me pongo la ropa, not mi ropa. Me pongo la ropa. I'm putting on myself the clothes. Okay? Well, guys, that's how we do reflexive verbs. I encourage you to look up lots of reflexive verbs. Start practicing them. There are many reflexive verbs that are actually stem changers. So you get to mix those up. And later on, I'm going to give you some words that relate to getting ready. And some of those are stem changers in the next episode. And that way you're going to be able to get this down first. How do I do reflexive? And next time you're going to be able to mix it with stem changers. Do the reflexive the same way, but also practice solidifying those stem changers. Okay? Well, guys, that's it for this episode. I hope you've learned a lot and moved forward. I'll see you next time on the Language Tutor Spanish.